This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
A lot of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Friends, I have a question for you, and I want you to listen carefully, and only you can answer this because I cannot answer it for you. Shall the throne of lawlessness have fellowship with you, which frameth mischief by a law? That's the King James Version, Psalm 94, verse 20. But listen to this. I'll give you another translation, make it a little bit more plain for you to understand. Will destructive national leaders who plan wicked things through misuse of the law be allied with you? Or here's another translation. Cruel rulers are not your allies, those who make oppressive laws. Now listen to this translation. Can a throne of destruction be allied with you, America? One which devises mischief by a decree? What's in the news today? Well, again, Obamacare. You know, we found out last week that Donald Trump said it's a good idea that the Republicans just kicked Obamacare, the American Health Plan, Act down the road a little bit longer. Just kick the can down the road just a little bit longer, as if to suggest there's any more road to kick the can down. And reason or another, it's not applicable to those that serve we the people. For example, listen to this. This is interesting stuff. Section 1512 of Obamacare. If the employee purchases a qualified health plan through the exchange, the employee will lose the employer contribution, if any, to any health benefits plan offered by the employer, and that all or a portion of such contribution may be excluded for or from income for federal income tax purposes. Did you hear what they just said? It's either all or nothing. And remember how it was sold to you, America, by the foreign sodomite criminal that used to be in the People's White House for 8 years, who was allotted by the American people to go ahead and fundamentally transform America at will over 1,168 times, and the American people gave him a pass to do so? Isn't it interesting that it was sold to you that, well, you can just keep your health care plan? No, it said just the exact opposite. Section 1512 says you either do it our way or there is no way. It's exactly what it said. But isn't it interesting how it's sold to you again, America, as such a good idea by Congress? Well, what's interesting to note, America, if it's such a good idea, is Congress exempt from the plan that they think is such a good idea for me and you? Office of Personnel Management, OPM, proposed rule. Page 6. The revisions adapted here have no impact on the availability to members of Congress as the FEHB contribution. And you know what's interesting, too, is not only does it not apply to Congress, But it's also interesting to note that the fox in the chicken coop, the Congress Obamacare self-exemption okay, judge rules that it's okay for Congress to exempt them from themselves from the plan of Obamacare that they sell to you as such a good idea. America, it's illegal. And I'm going to give you six reasons Obamacare is probably through and through completely illegal at every given step. We know it's unconstitutional. We know that they have no delegated authority given unto them by the people that they work for. It's never been given to them to implement that which is illegal or unconstitutional. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. I want you to listen to this. Furthermore, this is the architect of Romney, Obamacare, now the American Health Care Act. But listen carefully. Exploiting the stupidity of the American voter is fun and easy, kind of like squeezing a lemony. Okay? This is Jonathan Gruber, architect of Romney, Obamacare. Now you know it as the American Health Care Act. Exploiting the stupidity of the American voter is fun and easy, said the architect of Obamacare. Kind of like, I'm sorry, squeezing a lemon. Jonathan Gruber, architect of Romney Obamacare. Remember, now it's being sold. Repeal and replace that which is illegal. And folks, I want to tell you, at every given line written down, Jonathan Gruber said, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. But what we'll do is we'll have Barack Hussein Obama tell the people that this will be the most transparent administration in the history of the presidency of the United States of America. And guess what? Some people believe it. But listen to his architect of Obamacare, Jonathan Gruber. Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. Call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical for the thing to pass. You know, Jonathan's also sitting back laughing now that they see this as an establishment bill, left and right, if you're caught up into that paragraph. But what's interesting, friends, paradigm. It's interesting that now Donald is saying, let's repeal it and replace it along with Ryan. What's the difference? Who's doing it? It's all illegal. What is Donald Trump now getting it passed by the American people because he's got their favorite jersey on? Now it's okay because it's Donald doing something that's illegal rather than Barack Hussein Obama, which 99.9% of the people in this country did not approve of, which is a fact. How does that work? Maybe therein lies the problem. Guess what, friends? Hypocrites, that is the problem. It doesn't fly with heaven, rest assured. When we're done with the employer-based health insurance, it will have as much life in it as Jimmy Hoffa. Jonathan Gruber goes on, the architect of Romney Obamacare, now known as the American Health Care Act. P.T. Barnum said a sucker is born every minute, but his estimate was laughably low. Do you not understand? This is the architect of the bill, America, concerning Obamacare, concerning American Health Care Act. And it's interesting how they keep trying to rewrite or reset the wordplay to get you to finally accept that which is a joke on you. Now, I didn't say it, folks. You literally have Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Romney and Obamacare, American Health Care Act now that it's called, folks. You literally have that clown laughing at you. I'm going to show you in a couple minutes as to the illegality, friends, and the unconstitutionality of Obamacare from start to finish. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council and Dean of Liberty University School of Law. I want to strongly encourage everyone listening to endorse Bradley Dean and listen to his message and bring him to your communities. He is a voice to the youth generation, a voice that is desperately needed.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, capital D-E-A-N. Two different words. That's my name, Bradley Dean. You can also check us out on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 double E. And if you'd like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I was just highlighting the architect of Romney Care. this is. And interestingly enough, this guy has just, he has let it all out, friends. He has literally let it all out for the world to see. He's got a big mouth, and he's telling on those that are responsible for creating that which is illegal and unconstitutional. Did you know that he said the typical American voter is so stupid, his dog teaches him tricks. And this is, folks, while conservatives now are trying to push the bill down your throat, they want to repeal and replace it. That's all they're doing is renaming it. That's all they're doing. It's all the same, friends. It's illegal. But again, listen to the architect of Romney Obamacare. The typical American voter is so stupid, his dog teaches him tricks. Now, do I remind you, friends, that he also said that exploiting the stupidity of the American voter is fun and easy. It's a joke, America. And the joke is on you. Well, you're calling them a bunch of clowns. Keep in mind, the clowns are laughing at you. He said exploiting the stupidity of the American voter is fun and easy, kind of like squeezing a lemon. This is the architect of Obamacare, Romney Care, and the American Health Care Act, now under Donald Trump. Same bill. Picking and choosing, folks. Pork in the bill is what it's called. the lack of transparency. It's a huge political advantage. Call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever, but basically that was really, really critical for the thing to pass. Guess what the conservatives are talking about, friends? So, I'm listening to conservative news for about 5 or 10 minutes, as much as I can possibly stomach, and guess what the highlight is again? Obamacare. They're renaming it, talking about how now it's a good bill because it's under Donald Trump. It's the same bill. A couple things have been changed, only to tweak it out, but it's still unconstitutional and illegal. And I said to you, friends, and I'm asking you the question, what good can come out of something that's illegal? And again, well, in the first place, we didn't delegate that authority to them. Where did they get it? Well, he's telling you right now, Jonathan Gruber, he's telling you that we lied to the American people. He's telling you that we're exploiting the stupidity of the American voter. And he even took it a step further and said it's fun and easy, kind of like squeezing a lemon. But you know what the conservatives are doing talking on the radio today, friends? You know what they're doing? They're talking about the debate between the left and the right when it's all illegal. So what's the debate about? There is no debate. There is nothing to talk about. How come they never point out the fact that it's illegal? And for those that want to advocate the bill, how come they never talk about how it is legal? How come they don't talk about where they found in the Constitution that this is what they could pass concerning some contrived, corrupt bill they want to jam down your throat? Read again Psalm 94:20, America. Shall the throne of lawlessness have fellowship with you, America, which frameth mischief by a law? We call them policies. Listen to this. Jonathan Gruber, architect of Romney Obamacare, now American Health Care Act under Donald Trump, said P.T. Barnum said a sucker is born every minute, but his estimate was laughably low. America, you're being laughed at. And the conservatives are the ones that are serving it up. You're being attacked from all sides, literally concerning. This is another form of slavery. It's laid a new tax, friends, which wasn't a tax, but they had to create it to be something so they could claim it to be lawful under the guise of a tax. Just ask Supreme Court Injustice John Roberts. Look at how. Shall be laid on. Without regard to any census or enumeration. I mean, the Supreme Court, now they say, and the American people have been desensitized into believing that the Supreme Court, when they rule on something, it must be law. Not when it counters law. But the Supreme Court ruled the law's individual mandate requiring most Americans to obtain health insurance is a tax. Where did they derive that authority? That's all I want to ask America today. Where did they derive that authority? Out of thin air. Jonathan Gruber laid it out. Off the stupidity of the American voters. Equating you to America. Yet. Every single time. If they get you asking the ask Congress, your representatives. Again, let me ask you, America, why are they illegally bypassing Congress? Why are they bribing states to take on that which is unlawful or unconstitutional? Folks, that's an impeachable offense. Cites Jonathan Alder of the Case Western Reserve University School of Law and Michael F. Cannon of the Cato Institute. The law encourages state to create health exchanges, but it permits Washington to create them if states decline. Obamacare authorizes premium assistance in state-run exchanges, Section 1311, but not federal ones, Section 1321. And by the way, when these were contrived, friends, which you know they're contrived, there's a wordplay all the way through these documents to confuse those that are reading. It's like the IRS code, friends. There isn't one. It's by design. That's why when you talk to an attorney, and if you ever wonder why America, Jesus damned attorneys, I'll tell you what, talk to a couple of them. Instead of them pointing the finger to the law that tells you, that gives you a knowledge of the truth to deal with the issue, what do? They throw up 15 more flags. They're just as bad as those that they're in, I hate to use the word, friends, but in cahoots with. And in so many ways, they are. Because as long as you're in trouble, that attorney gets money, doesn't he? And as long as you don't know what's going on, he can drag that out as long as he wants to. And folks, that's exactly what these people do. Unless they're an honorable and upright attorney, I'll tell you what, I would fear every breath that I take that it might be my last, because I'm going to have to answer to the Lord for what I have done in perversion of the law in which he established. But friends, we're talking about the illegalities of the Affordable Care Act. How many times have they named this, friends? How many times have they changed the names? Because again, they want you to take the bait. It's like when you go fishing, friends. If the worm doesn't work, try the corn. If the corn doesn't work, try bread. If the bread doesn't work, use some lure. That's what these people are doing, is alluring people in, and if they don't bite on one name, they change it over to another name, so you might bite onto it. And the stupidest fish are always those that bite onto the bait. But number two is illegally bypassing your voice, America, your representatives. Why? In bribing states. Number three, states' rights are violated. The 10th Amendment to the Constitution reads, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or, listen carefully, here we go back to the people again, or to the people. Of course, it's got to go back to the people, because the people are those that are delegating the power to do so. The 10th Amendment Center, which was among the plaintiffs that took Obamacare to the Supreme Court, just think about that. They had to take their court case to the very court that implemented that which is unconstitutional and illegal in the first place. I mean, this is literally taking your case, friends, to the devil. Literally. That's why we seek God, friends, so he can deal with them, which he already has. It is finished. Has meaning, let me tell you. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 1-866-582-9...
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about Obamacare. Such a good idea, and it doesn't apply from those that actually attempted to pass that which is illegal. And again, friends, what they're doing is a wordplay. They're just playing name changes with you. Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, it all started with Romney Care. Now it's called American Health Care Act. And now the new president, because he has the right jersey on, he gets the approbation of the American people to say, well, you know, it's a good idea. Let's just go ahead and kick it. Kick the Obamacare plan down the road until we actually just can get everybody's eyes off of what's going on here through diversive measures. And what we'll do is we'll come back to it and we'll pass it. I mean, everybody knows, you know, the guy standing right next to me trying to pass, it's already sold the American people down the river to the foreign agent sodomite that was in office for 8 years last, just a year ago. You know, that's Paul Ryan, December 15th, 2015, when he tried to sell everything down the other river. And then we, you know, he sold this down the river over here, too, and that river over there and this river over here. And, well, there's so many rivers, we're just so confused. Boy, we forgot what the lie was all about. We're getting caught in it, aren't we? That's exactly what's happening. And if you just simply go to the law that exposes the sin, it's not difficult to see. Hey, listen, I can sit and argue with the cop all day. If the speed limit is 55 miles an hour, and I'm going 53 in a 55 mile an hour zone, he pulls me over. As long as he doesn't point his finger to that law, he can sit there, he can give me a ticket, he can take me to court, he can do whatever he wants me to do, as long as I keep his eyes, as long as he keeps my eyes off of that law. If I in court say, wait a second, I got a picture, the law said 55 miles an hour. I was going 53 miles an hour. This cop gave me a ticket based on what? He never made reference to any law, because without the law, guess what? There is no offense. See, and this is what they avoid, friends. They don't want you to point out the law or find out what the Constitution says, because if you find out what it says, you're going to find out that they're the ones that are arbitrarily creating the fact that I was the one that broke the law. And this is what they're doing to try to implement this, what they would call law, on the backs of the American people to further enslave them all the more by keeping you away from the law. If I'm in court and I point the finger to the law and I took a picture of the law and I said, "Judge, look at this is what the law says right here." And he looks at that, he's going to look at the cop and say, "Well, why didn't you make reference to the law that they wrote?" Because the cop knew I didn't break the law. And the judge is going to look at me and say, "Sir, officer, you're going to have to point your finger at the law. That is your job. And by the way, patriots, that is your job, is always to make reference to the law when you're discovering something that is unlaw, like Obamacare." And this is exactly what corrupt officials are doing in this country. Corrupt representatives, not officials, forgive me. Corrupt representatives are doing in this country. They're keeping you away from the law because they don't want to be exposed for their fraud, for their intent. And this is criminal, by the way, friends. Sixth reason, Obamacare is illegal. Taxation without representation. They called it a tax. Remember, Chief Justice, Injustice, Supreme Court, Injustice. Robert said it's a tax. He betrayed the American people. He betrayed the system. He's going to go down in history as one of the greatest betrayers, right next to Barack Hussein Obama. Number two is illegally bypassing your representatives, your voice, by going around Congress and bribing states. And number three, states' rights are violated. Yes. Hey, folks, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution have never been delegated to them to implement Obamacare, RomneyCare, American Health Care Act. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited it by to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. They are literally coming in and saying, "We are usurping the people, and you're going to do what we say." That definition right there, my friends, is tyranny. That is tyranny, friends. Number four, it originated in Senate. It's an impeachable offense. Cites Article 1, Section 7 of the Constitution, which states, "All bills for raising revenue shall originate in the House of Representatives." The Sacramento, California-based Pacific Legal Foundation filed a challenge to Obamacare that contends it's unconstitutional because the bill is originated in the Senate, not the House. It doesn't matter where it was originated, though that's a part of the plan, but the fact of the matter is they don't, again, have the law to do it or the power to do it. And what they'll do is that's why they picked up the IRS, because what they're going to do through force, friends, if you allow this to go through, by forcing you to have health care, since when has it become the government's priority, friends, to lay on every American to be accountable to the federal government health care? I mean, I could go off on 15 different channels these things that are being forced on you. But keep in mind, if you reject Obamacare, guess what they're going to do? They'll come in through the IRS when you do your taxes. And then what they'll do is they will actually, if you keep rejecting it, what they'll do is they may harass you, or what they might do is they might just fine you. I mean, you want to talk about a double assault? So through the IRS, they are going to force people, because they know the American people. We hear the commercials all day long. You know, the IRS isn't to be played with. The IRS this, the IRS that. All fear tactics. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I understand. Believe me, I understand how these people work. And it's really a sad day in America that even those that are working for these bureaucracies, if they would read the law, they would see that what they're doing is unlawful as well in so many different ways. I didn't say all. I said in so many different ways. Let's go on to the illegalities of what these people call Obamacare, RomneyCare, American Health Care Act. Creating commerce. The Commerce Clause, as stated in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, grants Congress the right to regulate interstate commerce, but intrastate commerce, Klein and Elliott note. Since the 1930 Supreme Court decisions have interpreted the Commerce Clause broadly, writes Lily Salmon, an associate professor of law at George Mason University School of Law and co-editor of the Supreme Court Economic Review. But every previous case expanding the commerce power involved some sort of economic activity, such as operating a business or consuming a product. Failure to purchase health care insurance is neither commerce nor interstate activity. It is the absence of commerce. And you know, the absence of what we're seeing in this country is educated people to know the difference. Number six, illegal penalties. Through totalitarian methods, either you better do what we say illegally, or else this is what we're going to do to you. This is where you are in America today. Your government comes out, which you are the government, your representatives, you have allowed to rule the roost arbitrarily at will without holding them accountable. That's why we're at today. Obamacare affixes a financial penalty on Americans who fail to purchase health care insurance. Remember, America, it was sold to you as you can keep your health care plan. I mean, as if to suggest he had the power to take it away from you. Well, they were going to do it neither here nor there. They didn't care. They knew what they were doing. They were going to bulldoze over every American that refused it. Obamacare fixes a financial penalty on Americans who fail to purchase health care insurance in order to regulate behavior. Regulatory powers not granted in the Constitution documents this is an impeachable offense. Scott Richard commented after the Supreme Court ruling, Congress has been given the green light to do something that even the most imaginative interpretation of the Commerce Clause would not allow. To compel the supposedly free citizens of the United States to purchase anything that Congress deems in those citizens' best interest, or to compel them to purchase one thing after another? Listen to what he's saying. Richard, who's executive editor of Chronicles, the monthly magazine published by the conservative think tank to the Rockford Institute, continued, all Congress has to do is to pass legislation levying a tax on those who say fail to purchase smoke detectors for their homes, or who insist on purchasing a car that runs on gasoline over one that runs on electricity. Folks, you are in the days of tyranny. It's not coming down the road. It's not going to be one day that they're, in the future where they're attempting to enslave you. No, they've been hard at work, friends. They've been hard at work enslaving the American people. And again, it reminds me of Harriet Tubman. They called her none other than the Moses. She was the great abolitionist. She went from colony to colony, and she was warning the slaves that they might be made free, and this is how you need to do it. And Harriet Tubman was asked the question, how many slaves have you freed? She said, thousands. She said, I could have freed thousands more had they known that they were slaves. You know, isn't it interesting the vernacular, the legal vernacular that's been coming out of these attorneys' mouths? By the way, good attorneys, constitutional attorneys that are holding government's feet to the fire of what's been allotted, what they can do and what they can't do. And every time we read what these attorneys are saying concerning Obamacare, Romney Care, American Health Care Act now, and Affordable Care Act, folks, notice they keep changing the names. Just remember that. It's a wordplay. But isn't it interesting, friends, that over and over and over again, the law shows those that are attempting to implement Obamacare or the American Health Care Act today are violating law. This isn't coming from me. This is coming from attorneys that are making reference from our founding documents, which from me, I am highlighting. But how come we're not having this conversation? How come the conversation is, let's get caught up in a debate? Because that's how you lose. Because when you get caught up in the debate, you lose. The American people need to stand up, draw the line, and say enough. And they've done this in the past. We've seen it over and over again by voting out and then replacing seats. in the Senate, the House, so on and so forth. But America, if push comes to shove, it's time to start to draw the line and mean it.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Radley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Man, you know, it's interesting. Even these attorneys are talking about slaves. I mean, just those that represent we the people to magnify the laws against crime are the very ones advocating the crime to enslave. You know, Jesus said that he who committeth sin is a servant of sin, and sin is the transgression of God's law. Those that violate God's moral law, he who goes on in his sin, he's going to die in his sin, Jesus said. And these politicians, you need to understand, these politicians, they have sold their souls. And they don't care who goes with them. Well, I do. And we're in America. We're in a different country. And folks, this isn't a communist nation. I don't care how many people say, well, communists are hard at work. Well, then let's put them out of business. That's our job. Because we know in the natural, we can do so. We've been empowered to do that. We've had the freedom to do the right things today. And we know in the spiritual, we've been given liberty to do the right things out of gratitude for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on Calvary. That's we live unto him who died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:15. You know, it's what gets frustrating at times on the radio, friends, is when you try to convince people why you should do what you should do. No, that's not feasible. People should know what they need to do. The only things that we should be asked are, what is it that I need to do? When you hear that, what must I do to be saved, right? And once you're saved, what are you saved for? You know, that's the bottom line, and that's what people should be asking, and those are the ones that I'm speaking to right now. Out of gratitude, we do what we do by magnifying the law against crime. That's what makes us free. Justice guards our liberty. Have you guys ever heard a visitor from the past? Here's your grace, and intertwined with a whole lot of hard truths. I had a dream the other night I didn't understand. A figure walking through the mist with flintlock in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by my bed. He took off his three-cornered hat and, speaking low, he said, "We fought a revolution to secure our liberty. We wrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave. In this, the land of the free and the home of the brave. The freedom was secured for you, we hoped you'd always keep. But tyrants labored endlessly while your parents were asleep. Your freedom gone, your courage lost. You're no more than a slave. And in this, the land of the free and home of the brave, you buy permits to travel, permits to own a gun, permits to start a business, or to build a place for one. On land that you believe your own, you pay a yearly rent, although you have no voice in choosing how the money's spent. Your children must attend a school that doesn't educate. Your Christian values can't be taught, or so you're told, according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press. They only do what they're allowed to do. You pay a tax you do not owe to please the IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver or gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. You pay for crimes that make our nation turn from God in shame. You've taken Satan's number as you've traded in your name. You've given government control to those who do you harm, so they can padlock churches and steal the family farm. And keep your country deep in debt, but men of God in jail, yes, they put. Harass your fellow countrymen while corrupted courts prevail. Your public servants don't uphold the solemn oath that they swore that they would. Your daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born. And you send your sons to slaughter, fighting other people's wars. Can you regain the freedom from which we fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with godly pride? And there are no more values for which you'll fight to save? Are there no more values, America, for which you'll fight to save? There's the question mark. Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? People of the Republic, Article 4, Section 4, arise and take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Preserve our great republic and God-given right, and pray to God to keep the torch of freedom burning bright. As I awoke, he vanished in the mist from whence he came. His words were true. We are not free. We have ourselves to blame before a just and a holy God. For even now, as tyrants trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid to stand and fight. If he stood by your bedside in a dream while you're asleep and wonders what remains of our rights he fought to keep, what would be your answer if he called out from the grave, "Is this still the land of the free and home of the brave?" Because America, only you can answer that. I cannot. Only you can answer this vision. Because you know it's true. Because over 240 years later, we're still here talking about what they established through the founding documents. You know, one of the things that was brought up during this conversation was how our young people are sent over to fight wars that are not even our own. I want you to think about so many different things. You know, folks, who are our military fighting for? See, because the Constitution was made to guard against the people against the dangers of good intentions. And folks, we know the history of corruption. We know the history of why we do what we do according to our founding documents and what our forefathers established. We know. We know the corruption. We know the likes of Henry Kissinger, who said that our military men are just dumb and stupid animals only to be used as foreign pawns. Why? America, knowing this, why is it that you're so adamant about sending your kids to fight for war, which is not even our own? Unconstitutional. Empowering the elite to set forth a police state on a global basis. America's been at war 222 out of the 240 years since 1776. Just think about that for a moment. And also make distinction, folks, that there's the Lord's wars and there's man's wars. So as you know how it works. But I want you to listen carefully just to show how far backwards the American people have become. Knowing all the while our military is to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Don't forget the latter part of that, and that which would be domestic. Those that are corrupting the Constitution, those that are not upholding their oaths any longer. Lawfully, America. Did you know that General Smedley Butler said, "Our boys were sent off to die with beautiful ideals painted in front of them. No one told them that the dollars and cents were the real reason they were marching off to kill and to die." And all the while knowing this, and somehow Americans believe that there's honor in destroying third world countries that have never done a thing to us. You know, it's interesting, I posted this online, and there was very far and few between that actually had the internal fortitude to come to the truth, come to the light. Read John 3 when you get a moment. Because they don't want to take responsibility for even sending their kids to unconstitutional wars. I mean, but these are also the same people that complain about the Congress that send them, not knowing all the while that they are the ones that Congress is to obey. See, it all comes to this, friends. It all comes to responsibility. And if we don't want responsibility, then we can just go ahead and give it over now to those that mean to destroy this country. Because at length, America, that's exactly what you're doing in so many different ways. And I love you enough to tell you the truth. America, we need to get this right. Because I'm not on this radio in hopes that I'm just going to pass out of this world without anything being done concerning or on the behalf of my posterity or your posterity. I believe we can do this. I know we can do this. We're in a perfect position to call upon the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, like the patriarchs of old and those in the present, and give him an opportunity to show himself strong on the behalf of those that fear him in a filial fear. Sons and daughters to a most loving, merciful, compassionate, but might I add, angry judge concerning what's going on in this country today. We can get this right. Hey, folks, you wouldn't have to worry about refugees coming to your country if you stopped bombing other countries, launching coups, and installing puppet dictators the way that you've allowed the CIA to go forward on. In today's distorted media landscape, when the U.S. government calls another nation's leader a dictator, what they really meant is that they're not a complete pro-USA puppet. See, when we start talking like this, we're talking the truth, America. Because when it comes down to the nuts and bolts, friends, we've allowed corruption in this government to cause a lot of destruction across this globe, and we need to get it right. So don't be surprised when you see other countries that hate your guts for what you would tolerate your corrupt politicians to do to their prospective countries. Love you by what we do talk.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
The Aronia Berry's from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.